Today is one of the darkest days in the history of the First Amendment in this country. The Supreme Court clearly got it wrong.
Jim Pugh of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the ruling unfairly limits the ability of groups like his to run what are known as issue ads. Those are radio and TV ads that attack or praise political candidates in the months before an election, but stop short of asking for votes.
It is one of the first rulings in the history of the First Amendment in which the Supreme Court curtailed our free speech rights in front of an election.
The court's action also upholds the ban on raising soft money for election campaigns. Jay Heck of Common Cause says reform advocates see that as the most important victory.
What this does is closes the largest loophole in federal campaign finance law, through which hundreds of millions of dollars of corporate, union, and wealthy individual money flowed into the national political parties and helped to buy public policy in Washington, D.C.
Both the Sierra Club and Wisconsin Right to Life have used the now banned issue ads to some effect in Wisconsin elections, but Sierra Club spokesperson Carol Terrell says her group will have no problem abiding by the new restrictions.
This is closer to a level playing field where money doesn't rule.
But Barbara Lyons of Wisconsin Right to Life sees it differently. She says the ruling will cripple her group's ability to inform the public about a candidate's position on important issues like human cloning.
Wisconsin Right to Life would not be able to use broadcast media to say, you know, Senator Feingold has really distorted what this measure is all about. This is what it really means.
The ruling leaves open the use of print ads to attack or praise a candidate's position on an issue, but Lyons says that is no consolation.
You have to look at the effectiveness of different means of communication, and radio and TV are at the top. So, you know, prevent you from even using the most effective, cost-effective means of communication with the citizens.
But supporters of the reform, like Jay Heck, are convinced that it will not lead to a less informed electorate. Heck says the ruling on federal campaign reform should now spur state politicians to act.
The legislative leaders had held the Ellis-Erbenbach bill captive until the Supreme Court decided on the federal level, and now that decision is affirmative, we can go ahead and enact meaningful reform here in Wisconsin for the first time in 27 years.
Among other things, the proposed campaign reform bill in Wisconsin would place caps on how much a candidate for state office could spend, and it would ban election fundraising during the state budget debate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.